Hey there. A few days ago, someone DM'd me about Fuel Without Fear. She had been thinking about it, felt the pull I'm always talking about, and was ready to join. Except when she went to sign up, the lowest price was gone. And that right there is often a good enough reason for someone to spiritually bypass that moment with, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be, and click away. She reached out to ask if it was really sold out. I told her, if you can pay in full, I can still get you in. She thanked me, said she needed to think about it, and then a few hours later, she messaged me back. I've decided not to join this time around. I hope I'll have the opportunity to do it later. I asked her, what changed for you? And she replied, to spend this amount of money is a huge deal for me, and that in itself is making me very anxious. It also feels very risky to spend that amount of money if the course turned out to not feel right for me for whatever reason. I can already feel the pressure I'd put on myself to have to get the absolute most out of this course, to succeed and to attend in the most perfect way. And that's obviously not an optimal starting point. So all in all, I feel I'm not in the place I need to be in order to proceed with something like this. So basically, what if this doesn't work? What if I waste my money? What if I fail at this? I need you to pause for a sec. I know you'd rather scan this or fast forward to the end to get to the point, but I'm not just a practitioner on the internet and in my coaching sessions. I'm sharing medicine right fucking now. If you'll slow down, take a breath, read her reply one more time, slowly, and notice what you feel. Remember, she said, to spend this amount of money is a huge deal for me, and that in itself is making me very anxious. It also feels very risky to spend that amount of money if the course turned out to not feel right for me for whatever reason. I can already feel the pressure I'd put on myself to have to get the absolute most out of this course, to succeed and to attend in the most perfect way. And that's obviously not an optimal starting point. So all in all, I feel I'm not in the place I need to be in order to proceed with something like this. That was the practice part, you being able to go back and read that or listen to it and pause. Now here's the teaching part. Keep feeling. Right before stepping into something that actually matters, something your soul is whispering yes to, resistance gets loud. Suddenly your brain is trying to find every possible reason why now isn't the right time. Your nervous system is sweating like a preacher in a poker game. Or maybe you're used to overriding your body and scrolling quickly through. Is that how you avoid? Are you still with me? Are you still present? That fear, that hesitation, that doubt, that absolute lack of self-trust, that pull to wait until next time, except next time never comes, does it? That's exactly what Fuel Without Fear is designed to unravel. Your nervous system wants proof before it feels safe to let you invest in something new. It wants certainty, a money-back guarantee from the universe that this will work before it lets you say yes to the thing you deep down really want to say yes to. Okay, now I'm going to stand on a soapbox and hold a megaphone. Healing, trust, and expansion do not work like that. If you are waiting on certainty, you will wait forever. Forever. The way through is to step forward before certainty arrives. So here's what I want to ask you. Who do you want making this decision about Feel Without Fear? Your fear or your authentic self? Because Feel Without Fear is not about doing it right. No one is grading you. There is no test at the end. This is not about being the best at healing or showing up perfectly. It's about finally breaking the cycle of fear running the show. And if you're thinking, maybe I'll do it next time, let me be real with you. There is no next time. Not later this year, not next year, not when you finally feel ready. This is the last time I'm offering Feel Without Fear ever. Clarity and certainty dropped in today for me. After this cohort, it's time to let it go. Without hesitation, I hopped on my stories and shared that. What I want you to notice is, I don't have the next thing in mind yet. I have no idea what will replace the income I make from Feel Without Fear. I have no guarantee from the universe that it'll work out. And yet, I didn't allow that to stop me from deciding that this is the final cohort. I was expecting this cohort to fill more than it has. We have 22 as of tonight. I'd love 40 or more. An old logical voice in my head would have once said, learn what you can from this launch and implement it for the next one. You'll get better every time. But I didn't allow that to make me hesitate. This is the final cohort. As soon as I felt the pull to let go of Feel Without Fear after this cohort, I took action. I immediately shared it with my people and my husband, but I didn't need his advice or permission because I know he trusts my clarity. I have no plans for what's next, no idea how I'll replace this income, no certainty that another person will enroll in this cohort, and no attachment to whether another person enrolls. Before my own Feel Without Fear journey, when I let my nervous system make my decisions for me, I would have needed to have a plan for what I would do next and how I would replace this income before announcing the final cohort. I would have had cyclical conversations with myself in my own head, equal parts catastrophizing, anxious, and shaming me for making such a stupid business decision. And none of that is happening. Because my body is an open channel where all feelings and sensations are allowed, but not all feelings are facts. I didn't feel anxious, but let's pretend I did. Let's imagine that the clarity to let go of Feel Without Fear came through, and almost instantly, anxiety also showed up. Go with me. If I had felt anxious, I would have felt it, but not made a decision from that place. I know how to hold both the feeling of anxiety and the feeling of clarity at the same time without letting the anxiety make the decision for me. The anxiety would have been a message from my nervous system letting me know that acting immediately on the pull I felt to release Feel Without Fear feels unfamiliar and unsafe because I didn't have any proof or certainty of what would happen next. Why does it feel unfamiliar to take action immediately? Because what is familiar to my nervous system is hesitation, self-doubt, second-guessing, anxiety, and fear. My nervous system is never going to feel safe with the unfamiliar thing, and neither is yours. The sensations are just information, letting me know that choosing not to repeat my pattern of hesitation and self-doubt is still a newish experience for my body, and we're still getting used to feeling safe with it. After I announced that this is the final cohort of Feel Without Fear on my stories, I felt the tiniest contraction. A little anxious voice said, "Well, that was dumb. Now you've cut off an income source and can't go back on it and still be a person of your word. Genius." I noticed that voice, and a soft smile came to my lips as awareness flooded my consciousness. Rather than the contraction coming first and stopping me from making the aligned choice, I felt the clarity first. I acted second. The self-doubt came third. Last. That is freaking proof that my nervous system's default setting is no longer hesitation and doubt. This is possible for you too. This is possible for the woman in my DMs. It's possible for everyone. If you feel the pull, act immediately. Act. Then If the doubt creeps in, and it probably will even as you type in your credit card number, let it. It's just a message that this is unfamiliar to your nervous system. It's not a death threat. It's allowed to be there without you letting it talk you out of your aligned action. I'm living this work myself, today even. It never stops applying to my life. This is the medicine of feel without fear. If you can't trust that pull now, love, you never will. You don't need a money-back guarantee to trust what you desire. There is no next time. The door closes for good in 24 hours. There's a link in the email to sign up. I'm trusting you without hesitation. Love, Lindsay.